Chicka, chicka, ooda, chicka, bat, 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 ow!
Welcome to a special issue of She-Devil's Gone Wild, the World of Warcraft podcast that helps whelpling farming go smoother as we distract you from the misery of the endless grind. As I said, this is a special edition of the podcast. Patch 3.2 went live today, and I thought it'd be a great deal of fun to go over some of our initial impressions right now rather than wait until next week when it all goes stale. We have returning this week Bree, Lady Jess, and myself, the Big Bear Butt. Unfortunately, Ratshag had a previous engagement, and, you know, we all hope that Jane enjoys the roasted rat stick, you know, fine dining, you know, I hope everything goes well, and Ratshag, remember, protection, dude, protection, you don't know where that staff's been.
Okay. Hey, ow, now.
Moving right on to the show.
She's a good girl now. Don't start besmirching her name like that. What's that about?
I'm sorry.
What is that about?
When Cassie hears this, she's going to hurt me really bad. I'm sorry.
I would say Jaina's defense to make sure there's protection on that end, because who knows
where Radders has been.
I think there are very few places Radders hasn't been.
Jeez. All right, then. Anyway, moving on from...
Motion to hold Jaina's honor to be upheld and Ratshag to be slimed and Bear to be beaten to a pulp.
No.
All carried?
Aye.
Okay. All right, so talking about the patch, it just went live today, and, you know, I thought, hey, let's talk about this just a little bit, because what the hell else are we going to do on a Tuesday night, right?
We're certainly not going to play.
Oh, heck no. How about this question for you guys, gals, ladies, wonder peoples, what content, if anything, were you really looking forward to logging in? It's like, oh, I just can't wait to log in and check that out. Is there anything you were just, you know, oh, I can't wait for this to go live?
The baby, Gorloks and Wolvars and Raptors and pets.
What pets went live in this? Okay, I'm not being facetious or obtuse. I honestly haven't been following that.
Well, they added the Orphan's Day quest for Northrend, which they're giving it to us now, and then we won't see it again until it's regular Orphan's Day next year.
Okay.
But you get to do a quest for either an Orphan Oracle or an Orphan Wolvar, Frenzy Heart. And at the end, you get one of them as a pet. And there's 8 new Raptor hatchlings, the Shimmering Wyrmling. I think that's all of them.
Are all of those from Argent Tournament?
The Raptor Hatchlings are... One's Brianna. Or Brianni. Not Brianna. Brianni in... Brianni in the pet store in Dalaran has the Obsidian Hatchling. It's a little black baby raptor.
Okay.
And there's one that drops in... From a rare in Dustdweller Marsh. Dart. And there's a... Looks like a red one drops in Wailing Caverns from the elite raptors in there. One drops in Gundrak. Dropped by Gundrak Raptor in Zoldrak, but it's extremely rare. They're all extremely rare.
Oh, so these are like, when you're talking about these hatchlings have been added, these are like the new whelplings.
Yeah.
Except for the Obsidian one you can buy in Dalaran.
Right.
Oh.
But I see red and yellow and green and black. And that one might be blue. That one looks blue, too, and another red one and an orange one. The darting hatchling looks awesome.
What color
if
is
you
that?
Can find dart in Dustdweller Marsh and kill him.
Maybe we should cut that out of the podcast, because you just told a lot of people where to go looking.
That's true. Now I'll never get him.
That's not necessarily true, though. I mean, when that last patch went live and they added the new... They had the new Spirit Beast up there in Gundrak. I didn't see anybody else camping that area while I looked for them before I got them.
That's true. And the Shimmering Wyrmling is from Horde and Alliance. I know ours is the Silver Enclave.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And Horde, I believe, is the Sun Reavers. Costs 40 champion seals.
Ah.
And requires rep grinding. I believe you need to be 40 champion seals upon achieving Exalted with the Silver Covenant faction or the Sun Reavers.
Okay.
So did, yay, rep grind.
You totally didn't research any of this, did you? You
no,
you
I'm actually
care.
Looking at warcraftpets.com.
Oh.
Our source.
I love that.
That is my source for all things pet.
Warcraftrealms.com?
Warcraftpets.com.
Warcraftpets.com.
In case you didn't know, that's who Brianna, the pet vendor in Dalaran, is named after.
I did know that. I haven't referred to that website for a while, ever since I got my stinker pet.
Well, that is the premier site for pet collectors.
Are you drinking Jack Daniels at this moment?
No, I'm drinking Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
Although after this weekend, Jack Daniels might not be bad.
Well, Bree, what about you? What was there anything you were looking forward to?
The mounts, especially the increase on the standard flyer from 60 to 150.
I thought it was to 100.
Nope, 150. The standard flying, and then the only thing with the epic was the decrease in the cost if you're exalted with a specific faction. But yeah, first thing I did, I mean, I've only been on for maybe 10 minutes since the patch hit, but first thing I did was get on my mount and fly around to see how it felt. I'm like, this is okay. I think I can live with this for a little bit. Because staying on the mule before the patch was brutal flying. It was worse than going backwards. So it was nice to feel some motion.
I'm kind of surprised. So, yeah. How do you feel your priest is made out with the changes? Pretty much unchanged, or anything really get
the
affected?
Priest didn't really get affected that badly. There were some minor changes. They changed penance, increased the cooldown of penance, but which is a nerf, but it's not a big deal. They've made some changes to Mind Blast, but I'm no longer Shadow. But Mind Blast now is almost like a Mortal Strike. It has a debuff, a healing debuff now, which is kind of nice if you're in PvP and stuff like that. And that's pretty much it. I mean, they really haven't made that many priest changes. I know there's a bunch of other classes that got nerfed and buffed and all kinds of stuff, but sorry, Jess.
Stop it, damn it. Get away from there.
But yeah, that's my main thing. My main thing was actually the mounting. The mount stuff was the important stuff for me. And that was it.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to pay attention. I've got a cat that is trying to eat me and got tangled up in my microphone cord.
Hold on, the cat again.
No, I can't. I'm serious. I've got this one of these stupid Logitech headsets, and the cord is like 10 miles long, and the cat is... Get out of there.
Didn't he do something to you during... one of the WoW.com podcasts, crash your microphone to the desk?
Yeah, but that was when he was sleeping on top of my desk and got caught up in the cord and then jumped off and ripped it off my head. But, hey, Cassie calls me the cat whisperer. I can't help it. They want to sleep with me. They want to hang out with me. They sleep on my computer desk. I've got cat hair everywhere.
They get downright dangerous when he needs to feed them.
Yeah, which we bear hustle this long because feeding time's in 45 minutes. Okay, okay. So pets for Jess and mounts for Bree, and I'm going to be the boring traditional one and say that the very first thing I did was log in and go to Ironforge and shift into bear and kitty form and go dancing and bouncing and hopping and bouncing everywhere. And then I had to go to the barber shop and go, well, what if I have light purple hair? Okay.
What there if is I no have light dark purple.
There is. Well, the dark blue is what I consider to actually be a dark purple because when you shift into cat, it does end up in my eyes to be kind of a dark purple. But then the bear form is black with graying hair, which, while that would be appropriate, I like to think of my big bear butt as being a big, warm brown. So I went with the lighter purple, which is what you probably call regular purple.
That's what I have, and I don't like my kitty form. It has green things around its neck.
Things?
Dangly things, yes.
Did they change? Balls. I was just wondering, did they change, like, the, besides the colors, because they change the skins, but did they change the actual, like, form itself?
Yes. Well,
yes, they did, and I personally am delighted. The animation I'm finding is just so smooth and fun that bouncing around is great, and my big bear butt is still nice and big, but it's not quite as blocky.
It's round. Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's round, because I was looking at Jadal when I logged in, because he was actually, like, right in front of me at the Argent tournament, and I was looking at his form, and I'm like, wow, you know, the form is actually really different, because they're not as wide on the shoulders, they're more, like, angular going forward, like if you see them in front, it looks almost like a triangle.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
cool.
And no offense to Jadal, but I checked out your ass, I went around, just to see what they had done, because I had noticed that. I was like, what? And it's actually, like you said, it's rounder, so they're more symmetrical. It's very interesting.
That was the first thing I had to do. But then, of course, the very next thing we had to do was we had to go and find out what the daily heroic quest was, and then go get ourselves a couple of emblems of triumph. So that was really cool.
Did anybody else pick up on the fact that now, when, like, Bree, I know, had last week a dungeon drop, and it got given to the wrong or she forgot to go pick it up, I think it was. But you know how you've heard dungeon drops getting passed to the wrong people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No more tickets for that. You can now have, I think it's 2 hours, to trade it back to the appropriate person.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, that's going to be really nice. And there can't be any more excuses, of course, for somebody saying, oh, well, I submitted a ticket. I won't keep that. No. You know, it's like, well, you can trade it right now. you can trade it right now. You don't have to wait for a ticket. I mean, Cassie, obviously, we did a pug of a VOA run months ago, and some piece of tier dropped. It was actually accidentally handed to a priest instead of to her. Was it a priest or a mage? I can't remember. Somebody who could not wear rogue-style leather drops that were for rogues only from VOA. And, you know, it's like you have to hope the person put in a ticket. You have to, you know, a day or two later, you're sitting there, will I get it? So she did get hers, but now I imagine it's going to be interesting to see if you've got people who had been saying, oh, yeah, I'll submit a ticket, and then you never hear from them again. It's like, no, dude, you're good. Give them now.
Yeah, I think that was a good move.
Yeah, that's cool.
Even if somebody picks something up because they think it's an upgrade, and this has happened to me, you roll on something, you win the roll, and then you realize later it's not as much of an upgrade as you thought. You can give it to the person that rolled, you know, next highest or whatever.
Well, yeah, that's cool. I mean, I know that happens a lot. People are like, oh, yeah, that's great. And then 5 minutes later, oh, I totally shouldn't have rolled on that in the heat of the moment. That's not an upgrade. It's like.
Yeah, I think we've all done it.
Well, I don't know that.
Oh, except Bear.
Well, you know me. I get really pissy about stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? If you're going in a raid, you should have a list made up of the stuff that you hope will drop for you to roll on. So you just know when to say, no, it's okay, I'll pass. Sometimes you don't have a chance, though. I know Falramord, of course, you know. Sometimes he's got a lot of friends who do higher level content. It's like, how are you going to anticipate and have a planned chart for the day when, you know, a friend of yours goes, hey, we just need one more, and we'd like you to come in to 25-man Ulduar. It's like, well, our guild doesn't do 25-man Ulduar. I don't have a list for that. You know, I'd
be
like,
oh,
sure, okay. You know, it's like, something drops, what are you going to say? So, yeah.
Raiding.
Totally.
Raiding Buster.
Raiding
That's
Buster.
That's what I say.
And it's supposed to be one.
I mean, I don't have a list.
Now.
Well, no, they took it off. Or,
oh, did they?
Or did they leave it in? They took out the quest. They took out the quest stuff because it got messed up, but maybe they left in the rating thing. I don't know
in my interface options, so maybe they did take it out.
Maybe, but I'm not sure yet. I haven't been on enough to be able to play with it. But yeah, look, I mean, honestly, that's something I guess we could get into another time, but you should have an idea of what is, number one, what are the stats that improve your class, okay? And then number two, like, have a vague idea at least of what drops where, so you can sort of say yes, no, and move on. But if you don't, at the very least, get Rating Buster or some equivalent, whatever, to at least help you. If everything's green, then it's probably an upgrade for you. So just look at it and then say, okay, yeah, I want to roll, or no, I don't want to roll, or whatever. You know, just Atlas use common loot. Sense. But
I use Atlas loot. So if I'm on my way to a heroic or on my way to Nax, and somebody says, okay, we're going to do Spider Wing, I pop up Atlas loot. I look through it and see what I need from that wing that might be an upgrade. And I know, well, if this drops, I don't want it, or if this drops, I do.
That's a great point. Yeah, I have Atlas loot too, and I do love it. I do love it for browsing stuff. You can browse the sets too, and you know, emblem gear and stuff that's in there, and you know, just do a search for emblems and take a look at everything you can buy with them, and say, oh, okay, that's what I could get with emblems. That's cool. You know, just assuming, of course, you're not living on Wowhead.com,
right?
But you know that there is another point to that. You can't just rely on Rating Buster or whatever. Like right now I've got on my resto set for my druid, I have, what is it, the Trollwoven leggings, and they're really kick butt for where I'm at. I love them dearly.
Trollwoven leggings?
Yeah, I think they're called the Trollwoven leggings. I'm not in the game right now, obviously, but, you know, because this is such a kick butt podcast, through the magic of space and time, I can actually be typing while I'm talking, and look up what it is that I've got.
Skills!
But seriously, and, oh, it's not Trollwoven leggings. Okay, so I'm just a dumbass.
Those sound roguish, and I don't think they are leggings.
You know what? That's fine. I fail. I can't remember what I've got for leggings. I'm not going to log in and find out. The point is I've got leggings right now that have plus 89 spirit and plus 104 spell power, and they're leather. And we just did Drakthar and Keep on Heroic. That was the daily for the Kael'thas server today. Get two Emblems of Triumph real quick. And the end boss drops a different kind of leather spell power leggings that had plus 105 spell power. Instead of spirit, they had plus 90 haste. Almost exact same item, but it's like, okay, which is better, 89 spirit or 90 haste? You just, you know, you just kind of look at them. It's like, I like them both. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I guess I'll roll on them because nobody else can use them here, and I'll try and figure out the math later on whether I want the spirit or the haste more.
You know, but that's a side upgrade, right, for you, right? So then what you do is, like, you start thinking, well, maybe I want to build a haste set. I mean, you, especially for healers and other like people that like to specialize, like you guys, you're all hybrid, so. You know, you have sets for all kinds of stuff, but then there are even people, like, I know people who specialize, like, I have a stam set, and I have a haste set, and I have a crit set, and it's like, dude, for real? You know, how many more do you need? but yeah, I mean, in that instance, I can understand, but, like, and like, I'm just talking about in general. It's just to give you an idea. It's not yeah.
No, I know exactly what you mean. It's just funny. It was a situation that came up tonight, and I'm just looking. It's like, damn, I honestly don't know which is better right now. I'm going to have to sit down and figure that shit out.
I noticed a lot of that with, like, the plate drops for tanks. It's like, well, you know, I give up defense, but I gain hit. Sometimes you just need time to think about it.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's why I like if I'm actually going in some place where I can expect upgrades to drop. I like having a list that I've already figured the math out. God, this is a video game, isn't it?
Yeah, supposedly.
So here, let me sit down and figure out the math on what the upgrades would be so I know going in what I'm going to want to run. Of course, if it wasn't for the math, I probably wouldn't still be playing this for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, so you just have to wonder, is it the challenge and the constant complexity that keeps you going or not? Okay, this is going really far afield.
I got nerfed.
Okay, here we go, the very second thing. With the patch live, what content or changes, if anything, were you dreading about it?
They killed my druid.
They killed your druid?
Yes. I have some serious just rage over the druid. I realize it's one spell. They nerfed the end heal of life bloom by 20% along with the healing coefficient, and I'm pissed.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought prior to this patch, most people that I'd been talking to had been telling me they'd have been leaving Life Bloom off of the rotation anyway because of the healing versus mana coefficient.
Well, because that's because they changed Life Bloom in the last major patch to cost like double the mana. It's just to the point, it's not even about the nerf for me. It's just
a principle.
Leave my druid the hell alone. Every time I get to the point where I think I've got my Zen spot back, and you know how healing, sometimes it clicks or it doesn't.
Sure.
It clicked for a very long time. And then slowly but surely, as they kept changing Life Bloom and changing this and changing that, it stopped clicking after the first change to Life Bloom that doubled the mana. Well, it wasn't the first change, but the most recent. And then they hit with this one. It's like, you know what? If I wanted to be a direct healer and I wanted, oh my God, nourish shoved down my throat, I'd have kept my priest. A druid at this point, in my opinion, isn't much different than a priest. You're doing more direct healing with a hot here and there instead of pure hot-based healing like we used to be.
Okay, I can see that. Okay, I'm playing a Resto Druid too, and I have to admit that I started with, keep those life blooms up and stuff, but when we've been doing Naxx raiding and heroics and stuff, and I've been healing, I've been trying out just leaving life bloom off or just having it on one person, and okay, so I'm running with some great other healers as well. Cassie's been healing great on her paladin, and Jardnala is just amazing. Chiante's done a great job. Saya did a great job tonight. So maybe they're carrying me a certain amount. You can never really tell, you know? But just looking at how things were going and how smooth things were, it seemed like with the raid being comparatively leveled or geared altogether, I didn't really miss Life Bloom that much. I agree with you. I'm not going to argue with you about, it's kind of sad that they nerfed something to the point where you're like, well, I guess I'll just not use it now.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't miss the spell in itself. I miss the style that came with it. It had a nice rhythm to it, three stacks of life bloom. And even after the change to the mana, when it became more efficient to let that thing bloom at the end to get the big heal, I was okay with that. But now they've nerfed that part that even made it remotely useful. They might as well just take the spell out of the game. If they don't want it used, take it out of the game and just say use nourish more. Because that's really what they're doing. They really want us to use nourish and regrowth and that AoE one, wild growth.
I do love wild growth.
Oh, so do I.
Well, okay, what about... And I notice Bree is being silent. It's like, don't poke the Jess Rage.
Oh, I'm listening. Yes?
Well, what about your pally healing, Jess?
I love her. They seem to be trying to beat the crap out of pallies.
Only red pallies.
Well, I thought that they had made a couple of changes to pally healing as well. Am I wrong?
Yes, they did. The only one I can remember off the top of my head right now, because I paid more attention to the prot stuff than the holy stuff, is if a pally has Sacred Shield up on their target, Flash of Light now has a hot.
Oh, okay.
Which is just really, really nice for pallies, because they've never had a hot at all. I also just recently figured out when I'm the only pally in the party and I'm the tank, keep Sacred Shield up, make my healer's life easier.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something.
I thought everything went dead.
This is what happens when you're not in the room together.
Yes, it is. No, I don't...
God, but can you imagine that?
I actually am at the point now where I'm pretty much... My druid now is a cook, alchemist, and has a really cute kitty form.
Yeah. Jess, I'm just going to say, I remember going through something similar to when they took away my downranking. I was a very sad panda when that happened. Because like you said, you were talking about how there's a certain style of healing that came along with including Life Bloom into your rotation. and I know how you feel. All I can say is, this too shall pass. Let your druid sit and relax her moment of vacation, perhaps for a while, walking around Dalaran, and one day you may return.
Yeah.
That's true. It's very true. Or maybe one day you'll suddenly just have this ferocious desire to have a big butt covered in feathers and blow stuff up with wrath.
That's the only thing I can think of, because they've really taken away my desire to heal as a druid, which is, you know, what I leveled her to do.
Oh. Then beat the shit out of them with unleash the just rage through your wrath. Well, see,
problem is, it's like I've leveled as Moonkin because it was just easier than trying to level as Resto. But I just don't have that spark. I don't have that, like, Algy. You can tell Algy loves Boomkin.
True.
You don't do 4K DPS if you don't love your spec. But
that's true.
I don't have that thing with DPSing on my druid. I'm fine with DPSing on my rogue. I enjoy her. I'm not so fine with casting as a balanced druid. I don't know why. It's just not that appealing to me.
Yeah. I can understand
it just
that. Then
me
I definitely would just.
They can't leave one spell alone.
Well, it's not all horror for the druid. I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way. I can totally understand your point.
They did buff Innervate, which is a good thing. Well, they nerf buffed Innervate. It now only lasts 10 seconds, but you can use it twice as often, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, they well, that's cool. I always forget to use it anyway. It's like,
you know,
use it. Oh, okay. But
now
you
know, can use it on other people.
Go ahead.
Instead of hogging it.
I was going to say, you know what the most exciting thing about this patch is?
What's that?
I found the most exciting thing about this patch. Okay,
sure.
You ready? Okay. Mathril in Darnassus has finally earned enough money from all of our repair bills that he has been able to buy himself an anvil. Okay, sit down.
Woo!
Save it that. Yeah. I think that's the epic part of this patch. It makes that patch all worth it. There you
it
go.
It makes everything better.
That's right. That's right. That's it. I'm done.
This is the hilarious thing about being live. I actually did not catch what you said. Jess clearly caught what you said. I'm sure the listeners caught what you said. I'm sitting here going, what'd she say? What? Repair bills? What?
Yes. Mathril in Darnassus. Okay, got that? Darnassus, you know? The city of your people?
They ain't my peeps, man. You see the way they dress there? All right. I'm a Tauren at heart these days. I'm sorry. So go ahead.
Okay, fine. So, Darnassus, right? We're there?
Yeah, okay.
Right? This dude in Darnassus who's been grabbing your cash for years. Okay? You've been coming to him to fix your shit. He finally took all that money and finally got himself an anvil.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. And I think celebration must occur for that momentous occasion.
I didn't even go into Darnassus to see that. That's pretty amazing. I know that when I went to respec my druid after the patch went live, I teleported to Moonglade, and there was a furry freakdown going on with frantic druids everywhere doing slash dance and just partying out. It was hilarious.
It's like, screenshot or not.
And they're all just slash cheers. Okay.
It only took 5 years.
Well,
I don't know.
Pretty much, yeah. And the barber shops were all full of druids. I thought that was great. It's like everybody running in and out. Oh, yep, another druid. you know, and I respect because the patch brought us a small change. I know that my fellow druid brothers and sisters are probably crying in their beer, or milk, or other beverage of choice, because of the agility nerf, the agility to dodge ratio nerf. You know, yes, I main tanked in a heroic tonight, and I mean, we're a little bit more squishy. And we did, of course, don't parry, so we didn't get the parry buff. So, you know, comparatively speaking, but we're still perfectly fine as far as doing heroics and stuff. I'm sure the higher end stuff is kind of painful, but you know, they changed in rage that when you pop it, you instantly get 20 rage, and then it ticks from there. So I was able to scavenge. No, my talent build, I had 3 points stuck into the resto side, so I could get an instant 10 rage when I popped in rage, and I was able to dump that and take 3 points somewhere else. And you know,
you need to spec into Jess Rage. It gives you a full rage bar.
You know what I was thinking when he was talking about, you know, the agility nerf? It's like, hey, we're gonna cap you at the knees, but here's a lollipop.
Yeah,
you know.
No, the lollipop is that I can use rage potions now. Yeah, I can drink rage potions.
That's because you finally have thumbs.
I'll have you know that I was told while I was doing a slash dance in bear form in Drakthorn Keep this evening that they didn't know whether it was a tail or not, but I was most distinctly a male bear. And all I could tell was as I'm dancing there, and of course I have that beautiful brown bear form and stuff, I've got a white tummy now. I want to reach out to the screen and kind of rub the white tummy of my bear.
We are not rubbing your tummy for you.
I did not ask you to rub my tummy. Thank you. I can rub my own tummy just fine while patting the top of my head, too.
Oh, your cat.
Yeah,
your cat.
At the same time. Yes, that was my cat there.
Not since the nerf to agility. Yeah.
The cat. that's true. My manual dexterity has been lessened. I'll probably miss the top of my hat. It'll slide off the point. God. Did you have any problems with the chaos with the patch? Did the patching process go smooth? You logged in okay? Hey, remember, yeah, this is a major content patch, and at least here for our server time, we were able to get online at like 5:30. It wasn't like 9 o'clock.
I was on earlier than, well, I guess server time it was 5:30. Because I was on shortly after 3, my time. And what am I, 2 hours off of our server?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Pacific, so they said it was going to be 3 your time, Jess. So,
right.
By the time I got home, I was able to log in. So
I was able to log in pretty much around 3, and the Orphan Matron in Dalaran was buried.
Yeah, I can see that.
I haven't even seen her yet. Sorry.
You know, the hell with the Coliseum, the hell with the tournament, screw the Triumph badges, we all want to talk to the Orphan Matron.
Well, no, that wasn't all of it, because I know Guild Chat was aflame with Rock and Roll. Okay, it wasn't aflame with Rock and Roll. It was aflame with wanting the 60 Champion Seal costing heirloom chest pieces. And I got to tell you, Sawyer went running up there, went to buy the Paladin chest piece, and it took her 60 champion seals, and she didn't have no chest piece in her bag. So she was opening a ticket for that, and she was most unhappy.
Yeah. I was having that problem with just little stuff. Anything new that I was putting in my bag wasn't showing up. Arc inventory is not working well. As soon as I disabled Arc inventory, I could see the stuff in my bags.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about broken add-ons. I'm weeping. I'm crying. Guild Foo and Friends Foo are broken.
Oh, no.
Oh,
what
you
exactly
want,
do they do?
By mousing over my Foo bar for Guild Foo, it scrolls down and shows me everybody in the guild who's online, where they're at, and what their notes are, and basically what they're up to. So I don't have to, like, open the guild tab and go sitting there and scrolling up and down. And it's sortable, so you can sort, you know, things. So and it'll put check marks up, for example, for everybody who's in the same group as me. So I can easily see when scrolling over if I'm doing a raid, you know, who all in the raid is in the same zone, for example. Because all the check marks are all, you know, I've got set to sort by zone so I can see, hey, 10 people with check marks, all in the same zone. I guess we're all together. So it's very handy as a guild master, and it's like having, you know, having your hand locked behind your back. Every time I mouse over, it's like nothing's happening.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Oh, and the other one.
Laugh at your pain.
Oh, the other. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Well, here's one that also causes me pain, so you can have twice the fun. Double wide's broken.
Oh, I expected that one because they're making they were supposed to do the quest log and make it double pane.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that would mess with double wide.
Yeah, I didn't disable double wide to check it out, so double wide was broken, and I'm sitting there and I'm trying to share quests and share the daily and everything, and windows are in funky places, man. So yeah, it's just it's not good.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed too many broken. Just Arc Inventory. I had to disable it so I could see what was in my bags. X-Pearl seems to be throwing a lot of errors, which they're usually pretty quick to update. I would expect in the next few days we'll see mass updates to most of our add-ons.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. People are pretty awesome about updating add-ons and stuff. Hopefully the curse program of reimbursing people from contributions is also encouraging people to keep their add-ons updated.
Yeah. I like their client. That's what I've been using, because I'm pretty strictly a curse add-on person anyway.
Yeah, I am too. I agree.
It's so much easier just to hit update all and have all of my add-ons get updated. I'm lazy.
Until like 2 days ago, it was Wild Matrix, and I didn't realize. This goes to show you how up on the times I've been in the last few months, but I didn't realize that the add-ons to Wild Matrix weren't getting updated. You know, like they were months old, and I was having issues with my grid, and I had to go to the curse client. I had to do that a couple of days ago, and like everything was out of date. I'm like, yeah, that's probably why it wasn't working right. Yeah, so yeah, that's what I'm using now too.
So was I the only one with issues that ticked me off in the patch?
Well, the druid agility to dodge nerf obviously irritates me to no end because I still don't really see what the point was, but it doesn't seem to have functionally challenged my level of play to the point where I'm going to sit here going, nerf. No, it's okay.
Wish they'd leave druids alone. Because there's two other hybrid classes. You got chamois and you've got pallies. And I know the chamois have gotten hit a time or two, but it just seems like they have their hell bent on beating the crap out of druids, and mostly because of arenas.
Well, you know, you can't QQ about it too much. You can't, because Death Knights just got killed.
That's true.
This is true.
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to go crying about... I'm going to go crying when I know that there are people out there right now. Well, as angry as you are about your druid, you haven't been playing your druid that much because you'd already felt disenchanted with the direction. You've got your paladin that you love, you've got your rogue that you love or used to love, you know, you're so fickle there.
I still love my rogue.
Okay.
Just because I don't play her every day doesn't mean there's no love there.
No, that's cool. I mean, my hunter's the same way, I love my hunter, haven't logged in the hunter for a while because I've been loving my druid so much. I know what you mean. But, you know, it's like you've got your favorite characters right now, they're still okay. Yeah. Now, if your favorite character was the one that was crippled right now.
Gutted,
yeah. Now, how does Lewis feel since Death Knight was his favorite pride and joy?
It still is. You know, I'm not going to get into it too much with him because he's still trying to recover from what they did to the Warriors like a patch and a half ago. So he said, like, briefly that the few minutes I was able to talk to him that he doesn't really see that much of a difference. But then, you know, We're in a much more casual environment now, so it's not something where, as long as the thing dies, he's good, you know? So,
well, the few times he's been with us in raids, he's done just fine, so hopefully he'll be cool.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I think because it's a new class for him, it's something that he just recently got to 80. He hasn't had a lot of time or experience playing with the Death Knight. It's not as invested as like his other classes. Like, he's had a rogue, he's had a warrior, and those got hit at different points, and when they got hit, it really hurt him. It affected him, because he's like, you know, I don't feel like playing this class anymore, you know, I feel like they're nerfed or whatever. And, you know, so he's been through this rigmarole, but from what I can tell, that even though he knew that they were going to get hit hard, he doesn't feel that much of a difference yet. It may change. But as of right now, it's fine.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm just doing the only thing I can do. I'm mad about it. I said I was mad about it. I said why I was mad about it. And I'm just not going to play her.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the one thing like that I'm a little, not disappointed in, yeah. I'm a little like, I wish they maybe hadn't done it or they thought of a different way of doing it is what they did to Wintergrasp.
Yeah.
I had hoped for them to continue to try and make that experiment work a little bit. Maybe incorporate it so that you could actually get into a automatic raid when you went in, because I think one of the hardest things about it was that people were very scattered in the sense that there wasn't any cohesiveness when you would go in there. But it was a free-for-all. You know, it felt exhilarating when you would go into a Wintergrasp and you would have a tenacity buff and maybe just 20 against 40 on the other side or whatever it is, and just have, you know, like that wildness behind you saying, okay, we're just going to go balls to the wall and see what happens. But, you know, while I can appreciate as a healer, I can appreciate being able to sign up and go in and have a raid set up for me instead of trying to like badger people into inviting me. At the same point, that sense of adventure that they had with that zone is sort of gone now. It's like it's a big PvP zone now. It's a big battleground, that's what I mean.
Okay. Well, I don't PvP that much. I know that that's how I'd feel if I was still doing stuff. But I'm hoping that some of the stuff they're doing right now is going to fix some of the latency that used to be tied into other zones whenever Wintergrasp would kick off with massive quantities of people.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean,
wish they'd get rid of? Dueling in Dalaran. It's not laggy enough. You've got to have people dueling in the sewers.
You know, I can't even bother with Dalaran. I'm on my laptop. I've been playing on my laptop for about a month now because my regular computer's been dead. And it is, I have literally like 2 frames per second every time I go into Dalaran. I loathe having to get my daily fishing and cooking quest because I always dread trying to maneuver corners while I'm running because
my husband
run into walls.
My husband, while he was still home and playing, finally ended up the only way he could play his rogue. He can play a Northrend. But not if he has to go to Dalaran. So he can't do Violet Hold because he can't go into Dalaran or his computer locks up, errors out, and shuts him off the game.
Mm-hmm.
So he's hearthed in Stormwind.
Man, that's horrible, but what are you going to do? With all the pretty spell effects, if you're not running the hardware.
Got to get him a new computer before he gets home.
I'm sure he'll be delighted.
I'm sure he'll be happy. That'll be great.
But first, maybe you should get a new truck.
Nope, truck's good. Truck's all fixed.
Yay!
Congrats, Jess.
It's an old truck. I'll admit that. It's 18 years old, but the body is in beautiful condition. And as long as that's holding out, there's no problem with fixing the mechanical stuff as it comes out.
Hopefully repairing the truck won't become your heroic daily quest.
Nah. She's a very good truck. She's only had, this is only the second time that we've had to do, that she's completely died on us.
Congratulations. It had to happen on that one day, didn't it?
Oh, the best day ever in the truck dies.
Well, for those who don't follow your blog, which of course should be nobody, but what was the start of the best day ever?
I met Gretchen Wilson.
Yay!
She is a country singer. And at a time when there were no country female singers that I could relate to, she kind of took me by storm. It's just one of those situations where, have you ever seen a movie or read a book or heard a song that affected you so profoundly you wanted to thank the person that created it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
That's mine. Because her music has gotten me through the last deployment he was in. He was in Iraq. A lot of her songs got me through that. And the same with this one. So it was my opportunity to finally thank her for getting me through that stuff.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
It really is. And so she was at the PX signing copies of her album and saying hi to folks.
Yes.
That's cool.
And my thanking her totally backfired.
Why's that?
Because she thanked me.
Aww.
She said I couldn't thank her because if I didn't do what I do, he couldn't do what he does. But I disagree.
That's, it's a chain reaction. That's still awesome. That's still awesome. You had a chance to talk to her for a minute and let her know how much her music affected you. That's,
it was.
That kicks out. How often do you have the opportunity to tell somebody that they touched you that closely? That's really cool.
It was awesome right up until the truck died.
Oh, geez, you were having such a good day, Murphy had to bring you back down to Earth.
That's it. Just thank God I live on an army base because there's always soldiers around that'll save a damsel in distress.
Oh, good, good.
There are still gentlemen in this world.
Well, there's one last thing I guess we can talk about before we cancel this beast. I think we've gone over time. We didn't want to talk about a whole heck of a lot of stuff. What the heck? I'm just kind of curious, how do you guys feel about the fact that we're actually searchable on iTunes?
I think the world should fear for itself.
I agree with Bree.
I say take your children from school and hide under your desks and pray. Pray hard.
Oh, Lord, nothing tickled me more than when you told me that, okay, it's live on iTunes. Like, no. I had to go on iTunes and type in She, SIDHE. It's like, She Devil's Gone Wild popped up as one of the choices. I'm like, oh, no.
That's so awesome.
Oh, my.
You know what? I actually, when I saw your post, I went looking, and then I was like, when I saw the picture show up with the two Night Elf chicks, I was like, I started laughing. I go, I can't believe this is for real.
And neither can anybody else.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the first comment that tells us that we don't discuss anything relevant.
Hey, we warned them. You know, I put that down on the first thing of the first show. I'll go, listen, people, you're getting random, okay? This is what you pay for. You're paying free. This is what you're getting, okay? Totally freaking random.
Wait, this is why none of us have ads on our blogs, right? Because if we actually were getting money for what we do, we'd probably feel guilty, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes. Considering mainly my blog consists of, oh, look at this cool screenshot.
So, Jess, you're the O shiny.
I'm the O shiny.
And I'm the bear wall. I've been told that that's my function in life. It's like
bear wall. Yes, it's a copyrighted phrase, yes. Trademark. Yeah.
Big bear posted. I've got something to read for the next 2 hours.
Or, man, I was just done with my feed reader and bear posted a bear wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
Hunker on down, get the popcorn, some chocolate, start reading.
Or just say, Mark as red. There we go, it's clean again. Hey, and you know what? This patch came at the perfect time, too. I dinged 60 on my Tauren Druid, 16 on my Tauren Druid last night.
I was going to say.
I get travel form today.
Congratulations. Woo-hoo!
Isn't that neat? They gave us travel form at 16.
I was like, you dinged 60? Like, what did we do? Like, hire Chinese people? Because you were only, you know, 12 together the other day.
We don't do that. Believe me, if I wanted to accept ads on the Big Bear Butt site, I could be advertising for WoW Gold tomorrow. It blows my mind. Yes, it really does. It's like, do you see what ads on my site? Why are you emailing me asking if you can put ads on my site? You know,
I got one from, I'm not going to say the link, but it sounded like eBay for WoW, and they wanted to advertise on my site. I'm like, no.
Well, I'm like, why can't somebody who's got a Lexus dealership want to advertise on my site? It's like, dude, you give me a Lexus? You can advertise whatever you want. It's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Nah.
Jeez.
I'll take a Harley.
Well, I would too, and not Cassie me, would course. Not let me have it. So
for my husband when he gets home,
she's a wise woman.
Oh, wait, what, am I not?
Well,
you're planning to get my poor husband a Harley when he gets home.
No, but you're up north in the middle of, like in the state where it's always, like, you know, there's hardly anybody there, just I'm sorry. You know?
God.
It's raining, but there's hardly anybody there. I mean, I'm talking about, like, I'm thinking of myself in a city where there's people here don't know how to drive because they're from all over the world, and driving is very different wherever they came from because there's no real...
You must live in Miami.
I live just outside of Seattle.
Okay.
Okay, fine, Jess. Fine.
Jess, look, you have a tattoo with Jack Daniels on it, okay?
I do.
You know, if you say that you want to ride a Harley and that you've got a Copenhagen ring in the back pocket of your jeans,
no,
that's cool.
Ew.
That's cool. You know, we understand, but don't try and convince us that you...
I may drive a truck, and I may listen to Hank Jr., and I may have a tattoo on my arm of a Jack Daniels label. Ew, it's cool.
Oh, jeez.
Gosh. Yes, TMI?
That's Breeze Blog.
Yes, it is. Okay. Let's hang up on this, and let's get back to playing, because, you know, we were going to be doing Trial of Champion later tonight, and hey, it's getting late.
Am I tanking?
Sure, if you'd like. I don't think the first encounter is tanking. I have a policy where I avoid the playing in the PTR because I don't want to spoil stuff before it goes live. But I couldn't avoid looking at some of the descriptions of some of the things that my favorite bloggers have talked about, and it sounds like the first encounter and trial is peer up jousting.
Yeah.
5-on-5 jousting.
Well, I kick ass at jousting, so.
Yeah.
Now.
Can't wait to see what it's like. And, you know, by the time people listen to this, they'll probably already have 40 Emblems of Triumph, and they'll have their entire conquest set, and they'll be like, dude, that podcast is so 2 minutes ago.
And hey, so were we.
Yes. So, anyway, I think, what do you think? Think that's going to do it?
I think that'll do it.
Bree, you going to get back to packing?
I am.
Where are you going tomorrow?
Atlanta.
You're going to be visiting Atlanta, and didn't you say something about having to imagine people naked?
No, you guys said that. It's okay, I'll send you pictures.
Of naked people?
Of naked people? Thanks.
Sure, so that you guys can do the whole imagining thing.
Thanks, but I've got so many of those in my email. I don't know who sent them to me, but you know, I got the email of naked people things covered in my email. It's just
nice.
No more.
Nice. Thanks for sharing.
Believe me, my spam filter. I'm glad that the real life one doesn't have a upper limit like WoW does.
All right, I think we're done.
I think so, too.
We're done. So, should I read off of this cue card that you guys gave me? Okay,
you
where's
sure?
the cue card?
Sure, read off.
Maybe you can find it.
There it is. Okay. If you have a question you'd like to ask us, you can let us know by leaving a comment at our website at http://sdgonewild.com.
I don't know why
anybody?
He's quick.
Anybody? Nobody's correcting me.
What?
It's sdgonewild.wordpress.com. And if it fits in with our wacky mood, we will talk it up on our next podcast. Our next officially scheduled podcast will be next Wednesday, where hopefully we will have Ratshad back, and we will be able to ask him a lot of questions, like how was his follow-on date with Jaina, and did he use protection, and what were those things? What were the stains on Belle Belle's dress? We all want to know. We've got a DNA lab. You know, I mean, Belle Belle's mom wanted to know, too. So, you know, we got a lot of questions. We want him to talk
It's not Belle Belle's
more.
Mom you got to worry about. It's
no.
Calentera's mom.
Pretty much. But, all right. And as we said, we are available on iTunes. God help us all. So just search for She, spelled S-I-D-H-E. And that will be it for us. So... I'd say see you next week, but at this point, I'm pretty sure that somebody's going to get the cops on us.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night. Okay. These are getting rougher and rougher, aren't they? We need Rat Shag to kind of be that reasonable presence to keep us on course.
Reason? We don't need no stinking reason.